Blog Talk Radio.
Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, aka G Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet. And I'm the entertainer of the year for 2024. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show. And welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to talk sports. Let's talk G Money Sports Report. Let's talk the WNBA. Basketball draft. Yeah. DJ, how are you doing this weekend?
Doing all right.
Sounds good. All right. Well, let's talk basketball. Let's talk the WNBA draft. So how should we do this? Shall we start from the last girl drafted all the way up to the first girl drafted, or how should we do it? The first team to draft to the last girl drafted? How do you want to do this?
Just go from the first to the last.
Okay. Is that the first team that drafted? Or from the first girl that got drafted?
It's the same thing.
No.
Did you hear me?
The first team that, yeah, the first team that drafted was the last place team in the WNBA. So it isn't the
so
same
the,
thing.
I don't know what you're talking about then, because you just said either we go with the first team that drafted or the first girl that was drafted, and the first team and the first girl that were drafted were the same. They're the same. So what are you talking about?
Okay. Well, I thought the team that drafted the first team that drafted was the last place team in the WNBA. I thought they were the first team that drafted. And the girl that they drafted would be the first girl drafted in the WNBA. So that's why I said the first team or the first team to draft is the last place team. And the first girl that drafted was the first girl in the draft. So that's what I was referring to. So however you want to do it,
you didn't say anything that I did different than I said. The only thing different than you said that you said was that the first team that drafts came in last place, but they're still the first team to draft, and they still pick the first draft pick. So the first team and the first draft pick are the same. Okay? The first team to pick and the first draft pick are the same. Okay? So we'll just do it that way.
Okay.
So the first team, the first pick was Caitlin Clark from Iowa, and they came in second in the NCAA playoffs, and they were picked by Indiana Fever, and she was picked by Indiana Fever.
Okay, and the Indiana Fever, what place did the Indiana Fever end up last year in the season? You understand my question?
Yeah, you said what place did the Indiana Fever come in? I'm looking it up. Give me a minute.
Oh, okay.
There's 12 teams, and the Indiana Fever came in 10th out of 12.
10th out of 12th place. Okay. And they were the first ones.
No, they weren't in last place.
Okay. What? And they were the first team to draft. And the first girl they drafted came from Iowa?
Correct. So you understand that Indiana Fever did not come in last place. They came in 10th place out of 12.
Okay. So I guess the 11th and the 12th place team that ended up in the WNBA, they didn't get a draft pick. So is that what we're saying? They didn't get a draft pick. So we'll wait and see where all the other teams get drafted to see the
Seattle Storm came in 11th place, and the Phoenix Mercury came in 12th place. And both of them got draft picks.
Oh,
so
okay.
I don't know what you're talking about. You're just guessing, right?
Well, I thought that's how the draft went. The last place team got the first pick in the draft, but maybe that's just in the
NFL.
You
were guessing that, though, right?
Yeah, I guess I was. I thought I was talking from knowledge, but I might have been guessing.
Okay.
So, that was the first pick in the draft, and that was the last place team to pick in the draft. So that was Iowa, which was the first team to get picked in the draft, and the girl came from what school?
Okay. So, the first pick, the first round pick in round one of the 2024 WNBA draft was Caitlin Clark, who was selected by from Iowa, was collected by Indiana Fever, who came in 10th place in the WNBA.
Okay. So she was the first pick, and she was picked from the 10th place team in the WNBA. Okay.
Right.
And the next
and she
one,
came and she came from the team that came in second in the NCAA women's D1 playoffs.
All right. Okay. So the second the second girl in the draft is picked by who?
So in round one, the LA Sparks got the second pick, and they chose Cameron Brink from Stanford.
Oh, from Stanford. Uh-oh. All right. Hey, Cameron Brink from Stanford.
Right. Right.
I wonder if she's from Compton. I have to check on that. The name sounds familiar. Like I know that girl.
How would you know her?
Stanford. I'm thinking she might have been one of the girls I coached in Compton.
It's possible, but I doubt it. Because Cameron Brink went to high school in Oregon.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that would take her out of my range of coaches, of teams I coach then. All right. Sounds good. All right. So that's pick number two. And let's go to pick number three.
Pick number three was done by Chicago Sky, and they chose Camila Cardoso, who came from number one team, South Carolina.
She came from South Carolina. And she went to Chicago Sky. Okay. So that's pick number three. So that's a good pick for Chicago Sky. All right. And pick number four?
Pick number four was the LA Sparks again. Chose Rekia Jackson, who came out of Tennessee.
Rekia Jackson out of Tennessee. Okay, and she went to the L.A. Sparks. All right, L.A. got a good player there. All right, that's pick number four. All right. And pick number five in the draft.
The Dallas Wings picked up J.C. Sheldon out of Ohio State.
Jason Sheldon out of Ohio State.
J.C. Sheldon.
Okay, J.C. Sheldon. Out of Ohio State. And she went where?
She went to the L.A. Sparks. I'm sorry, she went to the Dallas Wings. She went to the
Dallas Wings. Okay.
All right.
So that's pick number five. Went to the Dallas Wings. Okay. And pick number six?
The Washington Mystics picked up Aliyah Edwards out of UConn. And UConn for the women finished are they even in the bracket? I don't even see them in the bracket.
Oh, so they didn't make it in the top 20 in the NCAA tournament. Okay.
Nope.
Well, that's a good one. All right. So let's see. Pick number six then.
Yeah, they didn't make it to the Sweet 16. Okay. Number seven is the Chicago Sky picked up Angel Reese out of LSU. And as you know, they made it down to the Final Four, but they lost to Iowa, which was like the big rematch battle from last year. But they lost to Iowa, and Iowa ended up going to play South Carolina, losing to South Carolina in the playoffs in the final championship game.
Okay. And number seven, pick number seven.
So that was number seven. Number eight, the Minnesota Lynx picked up Elisa Peely from Utah.
Lisa Peely from Utah?
Peely. P as in Paul, I-L-I.
Peely. Okay. And she came from Utah. She's probably a seven-footer. No, I don't know if she's 7 feet, but she's probably tall because Utah has some tall players that got picked. So she's probably about 6'4", 6'5". So the Mystics.
Elisa Peely is she's 6'2".
6'2". All right, they got some height in the Mystic team. All right, and team and pick number eight.
Pick, that was number eight. Pick number nine was the Dallas Wings picked up Carla Leite out of France. She was playing professional ball in France.
Oh, so she's a tall girl. She's 6'6", if I remember right.
She's 5'9".
She's what?
She's 5'9". She's a shooting guard.
Oh, she's a shooter. Okay. She must be a three-point shooter and can take the ball to the hole. All right. They say she's going to run point for the Mystics. Okay. So they brought her in from France to run the point guard. All right. That sounds good.
She plays for the Dallas Wings. The Dallas Wings picked her up.
Okay.
So number 10 is the Connecticut Sun picked up Layla Lacan, also from France.
Okay. And how tall is she? Is she a shooter or is she a dribbler? Is she a guard or is she a forward?
She's 5'11". She's also a guard. Yeah.
They got two guards they're bringing in from France. So they need some people to bring the ball up court and to shoot the three-pointer. So they got two shooters and two ball handlers that they brought in from France. All righty then. All right. So let's go to pick number
11. Number 11, the New York Liberty picked up Markeisha Davis from Ole Miss. And Ole Miss lost. Oh yeah, from Mississippi. Ole Miss, they lost in the they beat Marquette in the Sweet 16, but they lost in the Elite Eight to Notre Dame.
Okay. Ole Miss lost to Notre Dame. They beat Marquette. All right. So how tall is this girl? This lady.
5'11".
5'11". Oh, they brought another guard to bring the ball up.
Wait. That's not true. That was Layla Lacan. Markeisha Davis is 6 feet.
Okay. She's a six-footer. Yeah, they'll probably have her hanging around the free throw. I mean, around the board, getting rebounds. She's a six-footer. So, yeah, they'll have her guard in the middle of the court. Okay. All right. And player, who's that, number 12? How about player number 13?
So that was number 12. That was number 11. Number 12 is, how do I say this name? She's from Australia. Her name is Nia Diu Pooch. she's from Australia.
Nia Diu Pooch from Australia.
Nia Diu Pooch is her last name. Nia Diu Pooch, and she's listed as a 6'3". What position? 6'3" forward.
Oh, well, they'll have her attacking the board. All right, so she's going to be a ball hustler off of the board,
yeah,
taking rebounds. Okay, she's probably going to be blocking shots on the inside, too. All right, for Nia. All right, from Australia. Okay.
Yeah.
And the next girl up.
So that's round one. Round two, pick number one is the Chicago Sky picked up Brianna Maxwell, who's a guard from Gonzaga.
From Gonzaga. Ooh, tough school.
Yeah.
Basketball school. Gonzaga.
She's a...
Okay, how tall is she?
She's a 6 foot guard from Gonzaga.
From Gonzaga. 6 foot guard. Ball handler. Probably a good shooter. From Gonzaga. Okay. Yeah, sounds good. All right. And she
Gonzaga,
went to the...
Gonzaga's women did not make it into the Sweet 16.
They didn't make it into the Sweet 16? Oh, the men made it to the Final Four, but the women didn't make it that far. Okay. All
Wait
right.
a minute. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Did they make it into the Sweet 16? They did. They did make it into the Sweet 16, but they lost to Texas in the Elite Eight.
Mm-hmm. And how tall is she?
6 feet.
6 feet. Okay. So they got a ball handler and a backboard hustler. All right. Sounds good. And she's number what in the second round?
That was pick number one. Pick number two is Nika Mule, who got picked up by the Seattle Storm, and she's a guard. She's a 5'10 guard out of UConn.
Ooh, okay. And she got picked up by UConn?
No, she's
what
from UConn. She got picked up by the Seattle Storm.
Okay. What place did Seattle Storm come in the WNBA?
Seattle Storm was number 11 out of 12.
They were on the bottom, so they got them.
Yep.
Is she a six-footer? Is she 6'2"? How tall is this
girl? She's 5'10".
5'10"?
She's a 5'10" guard out of UConn.
Yeah, she's a shooter. She's a ball handler, a hustler. Okay. Well, we could look for UConn to have passed off some good ball handling skills. Okay. And pick number four. What was pick number four, and where did she go?
Pick number three, Deanna Fever picked up Celeste Taylor, who's a 5'11 guard out of Ohio State.
5'11 out of Ohio State? What place did Ohio
yep.
State finish in the tournament?
Ohio State. I don't see them in here. I don't see Ohio State in here in the tournament. Well, here they are. This is weird. Ohio State. Where's Ohio State? They lost to Duke in the Elite Eight.
Ohio State lost to Duke in the Elite Eight. And she came from Ohio. And how tall is she? Is she a shooter?
5'11".
A ball handler? 5'11". Oh, yeah, she's probably a ball handler, a shooter from Ohio. All right. And she went to what team? In the WNBA?
Went to Indiana Fever.
The Indiana Fever?
Yep.
The Indiana Fever was on the bottom, weren't they?
They were in 10th place.
They needed a shooter. Yeah, they needed a shooter bad. So they got a 5'11 ball handler and a shooter. Okay. So we'll see what Indiana does the next time around. Okay. And the next pick in the WNBA draft.
The fourth pick in round two, the Las Vegas Aces picked up Daisha Fair, who's a who is a 5'5" guard out of Syracuse.
Ooh, 5'5". She's a little short pygmy that's going to be driving the ball to the hole. She's going to be playing defense with the big girls. Ooh-wee. And she's probably going to shoot the lights out, probably a three-point shooter and a ball handler. Ooh-wee. And Las Vegas Golden Aces picked her up. Ooh, that's a good pick for the Aces. They got a ball handler and a shooter and a guard to bring the ball up. All right. And where does she come from?
Syracuse.
Syracuse. Ooh, basketball college. And how did, where did Syracuse end up in the season?
Syracuse is ended up Syracuse. I'm looking for Syracuse, right?
Right.
I don't see him. I don't see him in the bracket at all.
Syracuse
nope.
Girls team didn't make the bracket?
Nope.
That's unusual. Okay. That's interesting. Okay. Well, we have to look later on down the ramp and see if Syracuse pops up for any other player that got drafted from Syracuse. Okay, and she's short. You said she's 5'5"?
Yeah.
5'5", a guard, ball handler, probably a three-point shooter. A defensive player from Syracuse. All right. And she went to who? The L.A. Las Vegas Aces.
Yeah, she went to the Las Vegas Aces.
She went to the Las Vegas Aces. So they got a good pick out of her. I'm sure she's a ball handler, and she's probably a three-point shooter. And she can probably play hella defense. All right. She's running the floor with the big girls. All right. And what number was she drafted?
Number four. Second round, number four.
Second round, number four draft. Okay. So the next girl drafted number 5. Where was she drafted? And who picked her up?
So that's Esmeri Martinez. The New York Liberty picked up Esmeri Martinez, who's a forward out of Arizona. And she is, trying to look for her height.
She got picked up by Liberty. Liberty was in second place, right? Isn't Liberty the follow-up for the Las Vegas Golden, the Las Vegas Aces? Liberty's New York.
Right. They were in second place.
Right. So they picked up this girl. How tall is she? And what school did she come from?
She is a looking for her stats. How tall is she? She's 6'2". She's a 6'2 forward. And she has played for Arizona and for the last team she played for was Arizona, the last college team she played for. And she's coming, though, she's coming from the Dominican Republic's women's national basketball team.
The Dominican Republic?
Yeah. Women's basketball team.
Yeah, but that's the Dominican Republic. That's is that Jamaica?
I don't even understand your question. Jamaica is a country, and Dominican Republic is also a country. They're both countries.
Yeah. Okay. But the Dominican Republic, Dominica, they are changed their name. I don't think they've been the Dominican Republic all the time. I think they were originally somebody else. They changed their name because they've changed their background. They're no longer communists. So now they're a national republic. But they're not communists anymore. They are, where are they from?
DR has never been communist. I don't know. Maybe you're thinking of Cuba.
Maybe I am. Okay. So they don't have a communist background. So they're not, I thought they were a communist background country.
Nope.
But I may be wrong. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So they came
wrong.
From the Dominican Republic. And where did they, who picked them up in the USFL?
Esmeri Martinez was the fifth person in the second round, and she was picked up by New York Liberty, and she has played for West Virginia and Arizona, but she's coming from playing with the Dominican Republic women's national basketball team.
Okay.
And
she was on the women's national team in the Republic.
Right. Right. And
okay. How tall
and
is she?
She's 6'2". 6'2 forward.
Okay. Forward and probably a defensive player. Probably can block the ball, get some rebounds. She may even be able to shoot the three-pointer. Ooh-wee. And she went to Liberty.
The New York Liberty,
New York.
Right.
Yeah, okay. So the Liberty, they got a shooter and a defensive player. All right. They'll have to see what that produces in the season. The Liberty, see if they can get some rebounds, get shooting points, get some defensive block shots. All right. All right, and the next player picked in the draft?
Kate Martin. The Las Vegas Aces picked up Kate Martin, who was a guard out of Iowa.
Oh, another girl out of Iowa. Okay.
Yeah.
How tall is she? She 5'8", 5'10"? She's a small player.
She is 6 feet.
Shooter.
6 feet tall.
6 feet. Oh, okay.
Yep.
She's a ball handler. 6 feet tall. Ball handler. Probably can get some rebounds, too. Okay. And she's going to play for who? Who picked her up?
The Las Vegas Aces.
Las Vegas Aces. Ooh, that's a hell of a pick. They got a six-footer for the Las Vegas Aces. I mean, she's going to be ball handling and playing some defense and hitting the board. Okay. What's her name again?
Kate Martin.
Kate Martin. Okay, I'm going to have to commit that
Martin
name to memory and see if Martin's playing ball. She's bringing her skills to the Las Vegas. So let's see if she's going to be playing ball. She's bringing the big ball game to Vegas. Okay. In the next draft, who is
Number seven in round two, the Connecticut Sun picked up Tyana Jackson, who's a center, who's a 6'6 center out of Kansas.
Connecticut? Ooh. Defensive player, 6'6 out of Kansas. They got some shooters out of Kansas. They got a good ball club coming out of Kansas. So she's 6'6". Okay. And she's playing for who? Oh, she's playing for the, who'd you say? She's playing for
Connecticut Sun.
What place did the Connecticut Suns come in?
They came in third place.
Oh, third place, behind the Liberty and behind the Las Vegas Aces. Okay, the Connecticut Sun. All right. Okay, and she was picked number seventh and number eight. Second round.
Seventh pick in round two.
Seventh pick in round two. Okay. Eighth pick in round two. Who's the eighth?
The Atlanta Dream picked up Isabel Borlase, who is a 5'11 guard out of Australia. Excuse me, out of Australia.
5'11 guard out of Australia.
Yep.
She can probably handle the ball. She can bring the ball up court. She probably got good defensive skills, fast, run the floor really good. And she's from Australia. Okay,
yep.
A little short, fast girl. Probably got a three-point shot, played good defense. Okay. She's coming from Australia. Did she play for the Australian team, Olympic team? Do we know?
Let's see. It says that she played for
It says what?
She played for the Women's National Basketball League in 2022 and 2023 in Australia.
Okay. So she's a ball handler, a shooter. And she's 5'6"?
She's 5'11".
5'11". Okay. And she got picked up by who?
The Washington Mystics. No, I'm sorry, the Atlanta Dream. She got picked up by the Atlanta Dream.
And what place did the Atlanta Dream come up in the WNBA?
They came in fifth place.
Fifth place. So Atlanta picked up a shooter. And how tall is she? 5'5"? 5'10"?
5'11".
5'11". So she's going to be a ball handler. She's going to be a rebounder. And she's going to play defense. Okay. For the Atlanta Dream. Okay. Got to keep an eye on her. See if she's going to be a scorer in the WNBA. Okay. And the next girl that's drafted, round two.
Number nine, the Washington Mystics picked up Kaylin Truong, who is a 5'8 guard out of Gonzaga.
Boy, another guard out of Gonzaga. Ooh, 5'8". Okay. They picked up
a
ball.
She might actually be the first Vietnamese player in the WNBA. Vietnamese background player. She's not Vietnamese, but her heritage is Vietnamese.
Okay. So she has heritage that says she might be an Asian player. And if that's the case, she might be pretty fast.
That's a pretty, I don't know where that
right.
comes from, but there's nothing in here that says how fast she is.
Well, she's 5'8", and she's Asian, so she's probably a good runner. That's what I would.
So that's kind of a racist thing to say.
Characteristic, yeah. Well,
I know where you're getting it from, but it's still kind of racist. You're getting it from the 70s, but anyway.
Okay. And who did she get drafted by?
She got drafted by the Washington Mystics, who were in seventh place in the 2023 season.
They needed a shooter, they needed a ball handler, they needed somebody with some speed to get the ball around the court. So they picked her up. Okay. I can see that. All right. So what number was she picked in the draft?
She was number nine. Number 10, the Connecticut Sun picked up Helena Puello, who's a 6-foot guard out of Arizona. And you know her name is Helena Puello, so she probably likes to eat Mexican food, and she probably makes really good tamales.
So you think she has a Spanish background then, huh? Is that what you get from her name?
Helena Puello is it's a Latinx name.
Uh-huh. So
and I could see her. She looks Latinx.
She's 60 tall. So she's probably a ball hustler. I can jump pretty good. I can pass the ball and probably got a 3-point shot. Okay. So we'll have to see what she can do in the game.
And she makes good tamales, right?
By the mix sticks, right? Said the mix.
She makes good tamales, and she probably likes to drink tequila. Since we're doing stereotypes.
Yeah, okay. We got to get her running down the court drinking tequilas and taking shots at the 3-point
shot
line.
After shot after shot
after shot. Yeah, she's going to be putting them down. All righty then.
All right. Next up in round two, in pick number 11, the New York Liberty picked Jessica Carter, who's a center out of Mississippi State. Let's see how tall she is. Jessica Carter is a center out of Mississippi State. She's 24 years old. She is a 6'5" center out of Mississippi State. She comes from Mississippi, which means she probably likes collard greens and fried fish and fatback. And she probably, she's black, so she probably can barely read or write.
Yeah. Why you want to downgrade black people like that? Say she can barely read.
We're doing stereotypes, right? Based upon their name and their ethnic heritage. She can probably play some basketball.
She can shoot the hoop. So, I mean, she's out running the court. She's 6'5". She's going to stand out among all of her players. She's 6'5". She's going to be tallest girl on the court. I don't think there has been another one tallest. Or can we see it here about a 6'6" girl earlier? I think we did. 6'6". And where was that girl from? 6'6". She's obviously a ball hustler. She can jump and get rebounds, play good defense. Where is that 6'6" girl from?
Eating all of that chicken and watermelon, she's probably can jump really high.
Jumping out of the roof, jumping out to jail.
So I just looked up the height of the WNBA players, and I guess maybe this is from season 23, so the last season. They have, the first, I don't know how many people this is, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 41, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50, 51. The first 51 players are all over 6 feet, and it looks like the first 100 players are all over 6 feet. So there are a lot of six-footers in the WNBA is my point. You suggested that because she's over 6 feet, she's going to stand out, and I'm just letting you know that that's not the case.
Okay. So what school did she come from?
Jessica Carter came from Mississippi State.
Oh, she's from the Jungle Tribe. Oh, okay. So she's probably a good jumper. Probably got a good jump shot, play a little defense, and run the floor. Okay. And she's 6'6". Yeah, 6'5". She can play center. Yeah, okay. Okay. She's going to play in the center of the court, play defense. Okay. Probably have a three-point shot, block a lot of people trying to drive to the basket. She may even dunk a few. Okay. She has some skills. She's coming in with some skills. Okay. All right. Where did Mississippi finish in the top 68 of the women's basketball conference?
Mississippi State. Let's see if I can find them in here. Nope, not there. They were not in the bracket. They did not make it to the Sweet 16. They're not in the bracket. Hello, can you hear me?
Okay, yeah, I heard you. So they're not in the bracket. So
nope,
they didn't make the tournament. So
nope.
She probably. I wonder where she went to high school. She probably was a good basketball player in Mississippi.
She went to Harris County High School.
Harris County. Oh. Yeah, she was probably a good basketball player. You said she's tall. She's 6'6". So she can probably run the floor. She can run the floor. She can jump. She can dribble pretty good. And she probably can shoot the three-pointer. And she plays good defense. That's probably why she got her shot at playing in the WNBA, because she got skills. Okay. And who did she get drafted by?
New York Liberty.
Oh, okay. The Liberties needed a tall person on their offensive board. And their defensive three-point shot, yeah, they don't have any shooters. They haven't been picking up any shooters. So they need somebody to come in and can shoot the ball and get rebounds. So that's her place, 6'6", and she's bringing full court defense. And full court, back court pressure. Yeah. Okay. And she's a Liberty girl, right? So she's bringing it to New York. All right.
Yeah, she's going. She was picked by New York Liberty.
Yeah. Okay. So she's coming in to bring skills to New York. They needed some tall girls. They needed some dribblers, some ball handlers, some people to go to the board for rebound, and they needed defensive block shot blockers. So that's what they're bringing to New York with her. She's a 6 foot tree climber, a jumper, and she's probably blocking a lot of shots and bringing the defensive pass to the New York Liberty team. All right. So what year, what number did she get drafted?
She was round two, number 11.
Round two, number 11. All right. So she went to the New York Liberty. So the second place New York Liberty picked her up to battle against the first place Las Vegas Aces basketball team. So they picked her up to play defense, to play in the middle and block shots. All right. So they got their big man to play defense. Okay. And that was their 12th player or their 11th pick?
That was the 11th pick in round two.
Okay. So who's the 12th pick in round two now?
The 12th pick, the Las Vegas Aces, selected Elizabeth Kitley, who is a 6'6 center out of Virginia Tech.
Ooh! So Las Vegas Aces countered with another 6'6 girl. Uh-oh, it's going to be a battle in the middle. Oh, Las Vegas Aces ain't playing. They're making sure they get their proper respect in the middle, and if anybody's shooting three-pointers or anybody's dunking, it's going to be them. You're not going to have anybody dunking on them. So they're putting their respect in place.
This is their third pick in the draft. All three of them so far have been in round two, but they picked Daisha Fair, who was a guard, and they picked Kate Martin, who's also a guard. So in this third pick, they picked a center. So they've been picking guards.
Ballhand.
And not picking tall folks.
Yeah, they're picking ball handlers. And now they pick somebody to guard the middle of the court for block shots and defensive players. Okay. So let's go to the third round pick, and I bet you the Las Vegas Aces pick another 6-footer in the third round. They got to pick two more 6-footers to even out the board. With tall girls, they got to have their 6-footers to even out the court. They got two short shooters and two short ball handlers. Now they need two more 6-footers to block the shots and to play defense, get rebounds. They will be set for the season because they already got six players on their offense already. So they get two more 6-footers, and they can bring the house down. Yeah, Las Vegas Aces are playing strategy now. Now they picked ball handlers, then they picked some shooters and some defensive players. Now they got to shoot some defense and some shot blockers. That's the next pick that they should pick. Two big girls, 6'6", 6'7", and a board running the floor, and maybe another small person to bring the ball up court. That's what they're looking for now. Okay, so third round, draft number one. Who's picked and where are they coming from and how tall are they?
Third round, the Phoenix Mercury chose Charisma Osborne, who is a 5'9 guard out of UCLA.
Okay, 5'9", she can run the floor, she can dribble the ball, she can be a playmaker, okay, and she's probably a good shooter, 3-point shooter from the corner or from somewhere in the middle of the court. From UCLA, yeah, she's a city girl playing ball, yep, and they picked, who picked her?
The Phoenix Mercury.
Phoenix Mercury. And what did Phoenix,
they were last place.
How did they end up? Last place? Okay. So they had to get some help. They needed shooters. They need defensive people. They need ball handlers. Okay. We'll have to see who else the Phoenix Mercurys pick up. Okay. So, who's pick number two in the...
Pick number two, the Seattle Storm picked up 6'3 forward Mackenzie Holmes from Indiana.
Indiana Storm. Did you say
Seattle Storm.
Seattle Storm
picked up Mackenzie Holmes, who's a 6'3 forward out of Indiana.
Okay. They had a ball handler and a defensive player, shot blocker. Okay. And who's, she got picked up by who?
The Seattle Storm.
Seattle Storm. What place did Seattle end up?
They were 11th place out of 12.
11th place. Okay. So they got a blocker and a shooter and maybe a defensive player at 6'3". Okay. So... who's the number two pick in the third round? Who are they going to come out with?
So that was Mackenzie Holmes, the second pick. She went to Seattle Storm, and she's a 6-something forward out of Indiana. Number three is Leilani Correa. And Leilani was picked up by the Indiana Fever. And Leilani is a, looking for her height here. She's a 6-foot guard out of Florida.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So she can hang with the big girls in the middle, and she can bring the ball up. She's a guard. Okay, all that sounds good. And she got picked up by who?
The Indiana Fever, who came in 10th out of 12.
Where did she come from? And where did she come from?
She came from Florida.
Florida. Oh. So she's been down there playing with the tall girls. And how tall did she, you say she was?
Leilani Correa is 6 feet.
Okay. So she's just been playing with the big girls in Florida. But she's probably a good passer, probably could shoot the three-pointer and play a little defense. She's 6'3". That's what you said, right? She's 6'3"?
Six feet, not 6'3".
6 feet. Oh, 6 feet. Okay. Well, she's used to playing with the tall girls in the 6'3" and 6'4". So she's used to playing around the top of the rim, the big girls. Okay. And she played for Florida. So she's used to playing good offensive pass basketball. And she's probably a good shooter. She can pass the ball around, and she can shoot the ball, and she can score. Okay. And what number was she drafted?
She was number four, round three, round three, number three.
Okay. So now we need to see who the next draft is. Who's the fourth draft pick in the third round?
That would be Mackenzie Forbes, selected by the LA Sparks. And Mackenzie Forbes is a Mackenzie Forbes is a six-foot forward out of University of Southern California.
Yeah, from USC. She's a shooter. Okay. So she's a ball handler and a shooter. So she can shoot the three-pointer, and she can bring the ball up court, and she's a good ball handler. Okay, she's used to playing them fast often, and she's used to playing with SC. So they play fast in California. Okay. So she can probably shoot the three-pointer. She plays good defense, and she can run the court. She's probably a good, fast player. All right. And who did she get picked up by?
The L.A. Sparks.
Oh.
So L.A. girl stays in L.A.
Yeah. So they need a fast basketball player. So they got an L.A. girl to stay in L.A. and play with the basketball troop in L.A. So that's good. She's staying in L.A., and she's going to be among her peers in L.A. She's going to be running the floor, shooting the three-pointer, trying to get rebounds, and playing good defense. Okay. The next pick in the draft.
That would be number five, Phoenix Mercury picked Jazz Shelley, who is someone I'm looking up right now, who is a 5'9 guard out of Nebraska. Did you get that?
You said she's 5'9"?
Yeah, Jazz Shelley, who's a 5'9 guard out of Nebraska, was picked by the Phoenix Mercury.
Okay, and the Phoenix Mercury, what place did they end up? Are they on the bottom?
Nope. Yeah, they're on the bottom. They're last.
Okay. So they needed ball handlers. So they got a ball handler now. Okay. Now the next two picks they got to pick should be tall girls so they can get some defense and some offensive players. Okay. So who's the next pick?
Huh. So it says that the Washington Mystics picked Nastya Klaasens, who is a guard from Belgium, but I just looked her up and it says Klaasens will not report to the Mystics training camp this year. So something must have just happened.
She got picked.
Why is she not reporting? Yeah, she got picked, and it says that where is it? Mystics third round pick Nastya Klaasens will not come over to compete at training camp this year. Timeline is looking at a year or two before she's with the team. A 6'1 wing player that can make threes is a really nice valuable player to have rights to. Huh. Oh, so they drafted her, but she's not going to be playing. That's interesting. They just bought her so nobody else could have her.
Right. And how tall is she?
6 something. What does it say?
So she's 6'5 or 6'6. So they didn't want anybody else to pick her up.
She's 6 feet.
6 feet? Okay,
yeah.
So she's a shooter and probably a ball handler. So they didn't want anybody else to pick her up since this is the third trade. They didn't want her to go to anybody else. So they put her in waivers. All right. So who's the next pick in the draft?
The Minnesota Lynx picked up Kiki Jefferson, who is a 6'1". Guard out of Louisville.
Do you hear that?
6'1", and she got picked up by the Mystics?
She got picked up by the Minnesota Lynx. Kiki Jefferson, who's a 6'1" guard out of Louisville, got picked up by the Minnesota Lynx.
What place did Minnesota Lynx come in?
No, they came in sixth place.
So she's a 6'1" player.
Guard.
Is that what you said? 6'1" guard. So that means she's a shooter and she's a ball handler and can play some defense. So she got picked up by a team that needs a defensive player and they need a scorer. So 6'1" is a good player. She can score. She can handle the ball. She can probably play defense. So that's good. That's good. And where is she coming from?
From Louisville.
Oh, yeah, Louisville has some good ball players. Okay, where did Louisville end up in the tournament?
Louisville.
Louisville probably finished in the top 20 of the tournament.
I'll see him in the bracket at all.
What? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, if she didn't get picked up, it's probably because she's a pretty good player, and they decided to pick her up and put her on waivers so nobody else would pick her up. Is she 6 feet, 6'3"? What did you say?
Wait, you're talking about you're talking about the person from Belgium who got selected by the Mystics. But she won't be playing. They said that they don't anticipate her. She's not going to show up for training camp. We're talking about somebody different now. We're talking about Kiki Jefferson, who's a 6'1 guard out of Louisville, who got picked up by the Minnesota Lynx.
Okay. So she's from Louisville, and Louisville have good basketball players. Yeah.
Okay.
So she got picked up so somebody else wouldn't pick her up. So they picked her up, and she's probably a good shooter. Would you say she was 6'3" or 6'2"?
6'1".
How tall is she?
She's 6'1".
6'1". Yeah, so they picked her up so nobody else could pick her up. So she's 6'1", and she's probably a ball handler, probably a good shooter, plays good defense, and she could probably jump off the gym. She's 6 feet tall. So, yeah, that's why they picked her up and didn't leave her for anybody else. Okay, what's the next pick in the draft?
Atlanta Dream picked up Matilda Villa, who's a guard out of Italy.
Italy.
Wow. She's a 5'7" guard out of Italy. Yeah.
I wonder what her claim to fame is. She's 5'7". She's short. She can probably run the floor.
19.
She probably can dribble really good. She can probably pass the ball really good. Might even have a 3-point shot. But other than that, I don't know what kind of defense she brings to the team. She got picked by who? Louisiana Storm.
Atlanta Dream.
Atlanta
she got picked
Dream.
By Atlanta Dream. She's a good ball handler. She can bring the ball all the way up to court and score.
Yeah, she probably got a 3-point shot, and she plays good defense. So, I think so.
I haven't seen a three yet, but I've just seen her a really good ball handler. She's really good on D. When she brings the ball up court, she goes straight for the hoop. She's not like trying to set herself up for a three. She's fast. And she's good. And she's young. She's 19. Wow.
Oh. So she got some years in the NBA, in the WNBA. So they can work with her. Okay.
Yeah.
And what number
good.
Did
she's
she
good.
Get picked in the draft?
She's round 3, number 8.
Round 3, number 8. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, and who's the next girl in the draft? Number 9.
The Dallas Wings picked 6 foot, 190 pound Ashley Owusu, who's the guard out of Penn State.
How tall is she? I know she's
6 feet.
209 pounds. She's a big girl.
Woo! She's looking like Dennis. Tall Dennis Gerard. Looked like a fullback on the court.
Yeah, she's a big player. They'll bring her in to block shots and guard the middle on defense.
Yeah, she's not that tall, but she is the beast. Ooh,
yeah,
nobody's going to be, like, checking her.
Yeah, she can block players from going up the middle.
Oh.
Just block.
She got a little jump shot, too. She got a step back jump shot.
Oh, really?
Oh, man. Yeah.
So she works on her shot. She can develop a three-pointer now, huh?
I don't know that she doesn't have one. I'm just saying.
And
who's she
drafted by?
The Dallas Wings.
What place did Dallas Wings end up last year?
Dallas Wings ended up in Dallas Wings were in looking them up. WNBA. They were in fourth place.
So they're looking for some bulk in the middle, somebody to play defense, and probably somebody to play a little, some defense and do some shooting in the middle, block some shots. So it would matter if she can run the floor. Didn't you say she's like 200 pounds?
Yeah, something like that.
So she's a big girl. If she can run the floor, she can mark off some territory, block some shots. Stop people from
she's,
driving to
60,
the basket.
190 pounds.
Ooh, yeah, she's a big girl. So they'd like to keep her inside, have her blocking some shots, playing man-on-man with the big guy, make them work hard to get their points. And where does she come from?
She was at Maryland. No, Penn State.
What did Penn State do this year?
Penn State. Penn State. Do I see you on the bracket? I do not. Nope. Did not make it to the Sweet 16.
wonder if she played, if she was a basketball player, if she ran the boards, if she shot the ball, if she dribbled and ran against the defense. I wonder if she was involved in the game like that.
Why wouldn't she be?
And she's tall. Yeah, she's big like that. She would be in the middle of the offense, and they would use her as blocking shots and cutting off the zone, doing all of that.
Well, I mean, 6 feet isn't necessarily that tall. She might not have been the tallest one.
Yeah.
I mean, she could have been.
She
could have been 6 feet amongst a bunch of 6'5".
And she's a big girl. She's 190 pounds. She's a big girl. She probably hangs in there with the big girls, you know, tries to play in the lane with the big girls. She fights for rebounds and fights for battles in the middle. That's what I think. She likes to get in the middle of shit.
So I'm looking at the Penn State roster right now. And so there's your girl, Ashley Owusu, who was 6 feet 190. And then there's McKenna Marissa, who's 5'11". And let's see. Allie Campbell, who's 6 feet. Doesn't give her weight. There's Shay, who's 5'7". Leilani, who is 5'10". Kylie Lavelle, who's 6'2". Mariah Murray, who's 5'8", a guard. Taylor Valaday, who's 5'6", a guard. Allie Brigham, who's 6'4". So that's your third or fourth 6-footer. Grace Hall, who's 6'2". Chinea Pinto, who's 6'1". And Jill Jekot, who's, what is she? Doesn't say her height. It just says she's a freshman guard. So, they have at least five people who are 6 feet or over.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going with her being 6 feet, and they could probably keep her in the middle, and she can play defense and run the floor and be a big defensive influence. So, I'll keep her.
All righty then.
What team was she picked by? What
Penn
team
State?
Picked her up? Penn State. Penn State doesn't have a basketball program. They're not in the U and the WNBA. Who picked her up in the WNBA?
Um, the Dallas Wings.
Dallas Wings. Okay. And Dallas Wings finished in like fourth place. No. They finished in fifth or sixth place last year, right?
Dallas Wings finished fourth place.
Yeah. Okay. I would keep her in the middle and let her work out with the big girls and play defense. Okay. And who's the next girl in the drawing, in the raffle?
In the draft?
Yeah.
Abby Sue was picked up by the Connecticut Sun. And Abby Sue is a guard out of Columbia.
Okay.
She's 5'11". She's a 5'11 guard out of Columbia, and she was picked up by the Connecticut Sun. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd probably keep her in the middle. She's a guard. She's 5 foot, 5 foot six, 5 foot eight.
5'11".
And what team did she come from?
Columbia University.
Columbia. Where did Columbia finish tournament? I don't remember them even playing in the tournament.
Columbia, let's see. I don't see them there. Are they down here? Nope. They're not going to be down here. So they did not make the bracket. But I guess she was a good enough player that she got picked in the third round of the WNBA draft. You still there?
Yep. I'm just thinking. She's probably good enough play a guard in the draft, and play among the shooters in her division.
Yeah. Let's
okay. I'm
go to a commercial break.
Yeah. Okay. What time is it? 442. Oh,
yeah.
No wonder I've had three people come out here already. I thought they were just coming out to check the weather. They were coming out to check if I was still out here.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we can shut the show down and we can take over tomorrow with the NBA basketball, with the play-in and the tournament.
All right.
Somebody. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing, and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the press. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.